Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now boarding Group A. Please have your boarding passes ready to scan. If your phone is cracked, old, or was chewed up by your Chihuahua travel companion, please refrain from holding up the line. Instead, go to Verizon and trade in any phone in any condition from one of their top brands for the new Samsung Galaxy S25 Plus with Galaxy AI and a watch and tab on any plan. Only on Verizon.
With new line on my plan. Service plan required for watch and tab. Additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
At Planet Fitness, we're declaring it. This is the year of getting stronger. And future stronger you can get started now by saving $28 or more when you join today. You in? We have all the best-in-class equipment you could ever need to keep stepping it up. And free fitness training to help you mix up your routine. Plus, most clubs are open 24 hours. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends February 28th. See Home Club for details.
What's next? What's happening? What you gonna do? You got the money you owe us, motherfucker?
We're putting the band back together.
You were the backbone, the nerve center of a great rhythm and blues band. You can make that live, breathe, and jump again.
Well, me and the Lord, we got an understanding.
We're on a mission from God.
So what happens now? Is the food free or do we pay someone?
Of course not. They send you a bill.
We'll do it live. No. We'll do it live! Fuck it!
They came to work every day, and there were no days off!
The show goes on!
Right now, in over us, it's looking good, and here we are in Washington. Now we're
9 seconds in. We had a fight 2 seconds in, another one 1 second later. Now in the center of the action, it's Colt Parayko and JT Miller. Parayko's got a big size advantage. Miller's a tough dude. And this is like 1996 when this building opened up with the World Cup.
Three fights, Andy, in 9 seconds on Saturday night. Were you watching?
I was not.
Should I text you in the future to say, hey, Andy, the good old hockey game is on. Should tune it in.
I saw a lot of action on Twitter about it. I just couldn't get myself too interested in that. But I understand it was great.
What were you watching on Saturday night?
Gee, I don't even remember.
It wasn't the slam dunk contest.
Maybe I watched a few minutes of that. I don't know. I just nodded off. I just couldn't get myself interested in that at all.
You didn't know it was the first best on best USA-Canada match since 2016?
Yeah, I understand, but it was something that
I don't think you do understand.
Well, okay. Is it the greatest thing since, I don't know, you tell me.
It was cool. It was cool in that it's not typical to catch the best of our country against the best of their country. They call it the best on best, meaning it's not under 24 or juniors or that kind of stuff. These were our best NHLers against their best NHLers in what replaced the NHL All-Star Game this year.
So my question is, can they do this every year? If they can, great, and it'll pick up momentum, and people like me will jump on.
Well, that was my first question as well. I sort of slept on this too. I didn't know that this was going on. And then I quickly hustled up and did some research. Yeah, good. It's about time. Anyway, so I found out that they're doing it this year in place of the All-Star Game. And next year, they're shutting the league down for the Olympics, which they have not done for the Olympics in the last two cycles.
Right.
And I don't know exactly why. Probably because I think the Olympics, the Winter Games, were on the other side of the globe. So the television window would not have been favorable for live games. This time it's going to be in Italy. So the games will be playable when North America is awake. So that's good.
I remember that this probably goes back at least 20 years, maybe 25, but they had a lockout or a strike. And they settled the strike just so they could resume the season in time for them to go play in the Olympics. And the games were on at like 2 a.m. and the players trashed the hotel room and they got swept yes. out. Remember that?
Yeah, that was in Nagano, Japan, yeah. if I recall. That was a very ugly moment for Olympic yeah. hockey, for the U.S. and Olympic hockey. Well, so the thing is, I mean, these guys are playing, I think, up to five games if they play in the championship on Tuesday, I believe it is. They're doing a round robin, right? So they're playing mm-hmm. at least a minimum of three games. They will get some of the proceeds of what this tournament makes, although it's still going to be, according to every story I read, less than their usual salary. Mm-hmm. And yet they're out there fucking throwing fists, checking dudes as hard as they can. These hockey boys are just built different.
Right. And if you watch a game, I just don't understand how you can play back-to-backs in this sport. You wouldn't have a football game on consecutive days, though the league is getting closer and closer to that.
Right.
But in hockey, it's not unusual. Yeah, back-to-back and two road games. You go from one city to the next. It's crazy.
So I don't think they're going to continue doing it every year. I don't think it's sustainable. I think it's too much to ask. I don't know how you could certainly rotate in a couple other countries. Mm-hmm. Although Sweden and Finland are the two of the other heavyweights. But, I mean, if you had the Russians, that'd be something right there. I don't think we're currently engaging in reindeer games with the Russians while this war is going on.
Right.
But yeah, so, I mean, it's a heck of an idea. Now, tonight is the NBA All-Star Game, and we are taping this before it goes live at the convenient 8 p.m. Sunday night time for the most kids to be able to – oh, that's right. They're not going to watch this late, even though tomorrow is a holiday for many. School holiday and a federal holiday. I'm working tomorrow. Are you working tomorrow?
Yes, of course.
Like, yes, of course. It's President's Day. Why wouldn't I? So the NBA All-Star Game, it doesn't start for another 30 minutes. We just found out in the last 30 minutes that LeBron James, while there and while accepting a spot on the roster, will not play tonight to rest his sore ankle.
Right. Look, they've changed the format, right? It's going to be like three teams and they'll have a championship and they play. Look, the game stinks. The players don't care. They barely care about the regular season.
I know.
Why would they care about this? Just get rid of it. Nobody cares.
They've tried different ways to sort of make it like, okay, let's try to make them care. So you know the format for tonight, right?
Yeah. And they have a Rising Stars team. It's like, okay, yeah, these guys may try hard against the pros who are just going to, jack up threes from half court.
All right, hold on, Andy. I said, the format for tonight. You say, yeah. I'm going to quiz you now. What do you think? What is the format? Do tell.
As I understand it, there's three teams. Yeah, there's three teams, right? Right?
Four.
Three teams. Four teams? Oh, I thought there was only three. But they're going to play short games, and then they'll have like a championship.
Uh-huh.
I'm not interested in it. Are you? Are you interested in this?
8:20 Eastern time, Team Kenny versus Team Chuck. There is a point spread on ESPN bet, Team Chuck minus 3.5. Then Team Candace versus Team Shaq at 9:10. The games go to 40, Elam ending style, and then they'll play the championship at 10 o'clock tonight, Eastern time.
Sure. I'll be there. I'll be there for sure. God, who cares?
Well,
who cares?
I know. Is the NBA All-Star Weekend headed towards what happened to the NFL?
Well, the NFL is still putting something on. They're having the touch football and whatever kind of giggly games that they play. But look, they had the slam dunk contest. The winner for the third straight year was a guy who played 5 minutes all season.
I know.
That's I mean, he's technically an NBA player. I'll give him that. But this started with Dr. J winning the first one. It started in the ABA. And initially, it was to find out who was the best dunker in the league. Well, the best dunker is in the league for 5 minutes. Are we supposed to get excited about that?
It not only was it embarrassing that Mac McClung, a.k.a. White Flight, that's his nickname.
Yeah.
It's such a wrong nickname, given that White Flight is a term for white people leaving neighborhoods because it starts to integrate. Go but yes, suburbs. White Flight, he's won it for three straight years because he's the only guy that cares enough to kind of do some creative shit. Now, I had to point out on Twitter last night, I'm like, you know, he's pushing off on all of these dunks from the guy holding the ball over his head, whether that guy be in the sunroof of the Kia. That dunk has been done before. Thank you, Blake Griffin. Or the other guys holding the ball on their head. You know he's pushing off, right? And, of course, I got the usual clapbacks of, you couldn't jump over a golf ball and you're criticizing. And I go, listen, I'm just explaining physics if you want to believe in science.
Look, here's the thing. The NFL, if they had a contest where the best player to throw a ball through the tire would win the competition, are you going to say that guy is better than Patrick Mahomes if that's all he does 365 days a year?
It was just
throw a ball through a tire.
It was like, look, the dunks were sick. They look good. Good for Mac McClung. But you know he's pushing off, right? Like, that actually helps 5 to 10% of your lift to be able to lean on something. And people got mad at me for fucking pointing that out.
Right.
Not a lot, but some people. I'm like, my vertical doesn't matter. Focus on he's pushing off. You do know that, right?
I put out a lot of tweets. I can't bring myself to tweet about the slam dunk contest. It's just not in me.
I know. So,
you know, unless LeBron competed, which he's not going to. He's been saying he's going to do it, but now he's 40 years old. When is he going to do it?
Well, last night, Ja Morant tweeted, you know what? Watching this, I might have to do this next year. Giannis said, if you do it, I'm in. And I then said, well, look, Ja, Giannis, LeBron, and Ant-Man, now that's a lineup that would change some Saturday night plans. And, of course, the next day, Giannis says, oh, my kids hacked my phone. I didn't know that I had agreed, that I said I'd do this. And somebody else pointed out, this is the wash, rinse, repeat every year. Empty promises via Twitter from NBA stars saying, oh, I'll be in this thing, and then they don't. They don't show up. Right. They don't fucking care. Which brings us to what Draymond Green said less than an hour ago on TNT. Here we go. Draymond, take it away.
And this goes, I'm coaching some team, and she's right, some team that no one wants to see.
Oh, man.
I had to work so hard to play on Sunday night of All-Star Weekend, and because ratings are down, because the game's bad, we're bringing in Rising Stars. That's not a fix. I never played in the Rising Stars game. My first 2 years, I didn't touch that game. And these guys get to touch the All-Star floor on Sunday night? Like, when the floor is the floor? You know, in America, the president has Air Force One, right?
Yeah.
They have several of those planes. It's only Air Force One if the
president's on it.
That's the All-Star floor. You have the court. You have the events. It's a nice-looking court. When All-Stars are on the court, now it's the All-Star court. Those guys did not make the All-Star team. To be playing in the All-Star game and you did not make the All-Star team is absurd.
Wow. Okay. Good for him saying it. However, I would tell him, you guys fucked it up. You guys fucked it up. If you just cared a little fucking bit, you wouldn't be in this spot. Your thoughts, right, Andy?
And, well, I couldn't fully hear all of that, but I heard what he said yesterday about the NBA being boring. Who can hit more threes? No substance. You know,
right.
Who can run faster?
He said, this is a team that Candace Parker's coaching tonight that nobody wants to see. That they don't deserve to be on the all-star court because they're not all-stars.
Right. Well, if you played it like an all-star game, we wouldn't have this. But here's the other thing about Draymond Green saying the NBA is boring. And I put out a tweet about this yesterday. I remember the NBA coming off that period of time when the Bullets and Sonics competed for the championship. And there was really, there was actual talk that the league was going to go out of business, that people thought it was, that's when they came up with the salary cap because owners were losing money. The public thought everybody was drug addicted. You heard things like the league is too black. I mean, just things like that. And, you know, this is before Magic and Bird came along and basically rescued the league. But the at that particular time, late 70s, early 80s, guys like Magic understood their responsibility to the league. Dr. J understood his responsibility. And when they would go to a city, they would do, you know, any promotional thing you wanted to do because they were selling the league. And this guy comes along at a time where you make insane amounts of money and the commissioner supports you deciding when you want to play and when you don't want to play, you know, and it's just, he's got to understand that as one of the most recognizable players in the league, he can't be tearing down the league. If you don't want to sell it, fine, but shut your mouth. Just shut your mouth.
Yeah. By the way, the Rising Stars team had to fight their way out of a mini tournament of their own to be part of the Final Four. Did you know that?
I did not. I'm not following this as closely as you are. I'm sorry.
I wasn't following it closely either. Then I'm like, holy shit, this is actually kind of fascinating. So it's going to be Team C tonight, Chris Mullin's team, that has Stephon Castle, the UConn star. He's pretty good. He was second in the dunk contest. Dalton Connect, who got routed to Charlotte in a trade and then sent back home because
boomeranged.
Jalen Wells of the Grizzlies, Keontae George of the Jazz, Zach Edey, the former Purdue Boilermaker for the Grizzlies, Trace Jackson Davis for the Warriors, and Ryan Dunn of the Suns. What if they win tonight?
They might. They care.
God,
they probably
damn,
care.
That would be funny as shit. Yeah. If after Draymond's rant about these scrubs don't belong here, he didn't say scrubs, I'm saying it for him, and they were to win, oh my God, that'd be funny as hell.
Yeah, I can see it happening.
All right, so you didn't watch the All-Star dunk game or the dunk contest. Did you see the clips, though, of the skills challenge that Wemby and CP3 hacked and then got DQ'd?
I actually did watch that live. I was up watching that, and okay, they found some kind of a hack. That's fine.
So here was the loophole. So it was a series of little skills challenges, which, by the way, are always, like, lame to me, like throw a ball through a giant hole.
Right.
Why would they not be able to do that? Make it harder. But they go to a rack of balls, and they're supposed to shoot threes. And they're either supposed to make one three or take at least three threes before you can move on to the next challenge. And then there's a combination, there's a timing element. So whoever completes the obstacle course fastest wins. Well, they realized it's faster to just dump three balls off the rack and not even try to shoot them to get the time advantage instead of trying to make one. So that's what they did. And according to those who were there, Wemby and CP3 asked some of the people running it, can we just do this? And they said, well, if that's what you want to do. So they did it. Then they got DQ'd. I'm, believe it or not, on the side of Team Spurs here. Work smarter, not harder.
Okay, but for the league to have these clowns get up there and basically dump the ball rack. I mean, come on.
It made a mockery of, of the thing. But here's why I'll respect it. Number one, it's up to the game inventor to anticipate hacks and workarounds. Right. That's on them. Okay. Number two, they were trying to win. And this is the one thing we wanted NBA players to do, to try. So they were trying to win. So I respect that.
Okay, but it's a silly little game.
I know it's very silly.
It's like you land on Park Place with two hotels and you dump the board. I can't find the pieces. Where did they go?
You were about to win Risk, and I dumped the board with all the pieces. Whoops, too bad. Can't win now. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay. So I'm going to assume you won't be up at the conclusion of the 10 p.m. championship game tonight, would you like me to text you the result?
No, I have a phone which actually can find these things.
No. I'm saying you put your phone on Do Not Disturb at night, I trust, so you're not woken up.
Yeah.
Okay, you know how to do that? Good.
Yes, I do.
All right. I'm gonna text you details of the game. In fact, you're gonna wake up tomorrow at what time do you wake up? 4 a.m. old man time?
About that time, yeah.
To take a pish.
Yeah, but I may take a pitch before that. I don't know.
You're going to wake up to no less than 9 texts from me as I watch this shit tonight.
You're going to invest your time in this. Your listeners really need to know all the details of this.
No, they don't. They don't want it either. I got better things to do. I got the SNL special to watch instead. Are you going to watch that at all?
Oh, yeah, I'm taping that.
Okay.
I'm not going to stay up for all 3 hours, but yeah, I'm definitely interested in that. And you know what sports radio is? It's the draft. That's what it is. People want to know about the combine. They want to know about the draft. This stuff is garbage.
It is garbaggio for sure. But again, this shouldn't be this way. It should be traditions are important in sports because they're traditions. They should be kept and preserved because once they're gone, they're gone. I watched the 2000 All-Star Game on YouTube. Less than, you know, was it 2000? No, it was 2012, I want to say. So it was only 12 years ago, right?
The one that you left early, in 2001 with a courtside seat, you had the East come back. It was an exciting game. I think the final score,
Right, they had not yet, the Sixers had not yet traded for Dikembe Mutombo.
Exactly.
And it was
Allen Iverson with Mutombo, and Larry Brown said this is a good combo, and he made the trade for Mutombo, and they made the finals, and I think actually won a game against the Shaq team.
They clipped the Lakers for one game. Yes, right. I don't know if that was 12, though. You sure that was
2001.
Okay, yeah, 2001.
But the point being is, it was an actual game. I was working with Mel Kiper then, and we did our show from the practices, and we were doing our show while Larry Brown was conducting the East practice, and he was running plays, and he was showing guys where to line up in certain spots. They played it like a real game. It's been grab ass ever since. And finally, they had to get rid of it. Didn't the winning team have over 200 points last year?
Yeah, they
did. That's not basketball.
No.
That's ridiculous.
No. And the guy that ruined it was LeBron James. Period. Full stop. LeBron James is the avatar for the modern NBA player. And tonight was another typical LeBron stunt. I want to be there for the attention, but I'm not going to play to once again remind everyone you're peons to me. I'm the league. I'm the face of the league. And so he ruined it with his attitude and the way that NBA players think about themselves now. And it'll never be the same. Those games in 2002, 2000, they were real games with players wearing their own jerseys, which is another glorious tradition that's lost due to marketing and greed. And now we've got this abomination tonight, this four-headed monster on a Sunday night with no clock, Elam endings, and Candace Parker coaching a bunch of scrubbeens.
Right, and I blame Adam Silver, and I liked Adam Silver at the beginning when he cleaned up the Clippers mess with Donald Sterling.
Where's he been since then, Andy?
Since then, all he talks about is how they can grow the game internationally. That's all they're interested in now. More money that they can get overseas. In the meantime, the product at home is terrible. He tells you about the ratings, how good they are. Everything. No, they're not. And regular season NBA sucks. It sucks. It does.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the NFL Pro Bowl is dead. The NBA All-Star game is heading that way. The dunk contest is pretty much close. They really can't bring Mac McClung back again for a fourth time, I don't think.
Why not?
Hockey is not going to be far away. I mean, in fairness, hockey had the similar dynamic going on before they shook it up and said, let's do this Four Nations thing. Baseball, I guess we can still do the baseball All-Star game.
I guess, but, you know, they've schlocked that up, too. They've got the pitcher mic'd up when he's throwing it. You know, it's like a beer league softball game. And, you know, baseball in general is having a hard time getting traction. Yeah. And the All-Star game, which, you know, because it's the only thing going on at that time. You know, they shut down regular games, you would think with the spotlight on, but no, it's lost it too. Yeah.
So we lost the NCAA champs versus the NFL, or no, the Super Bowl champs game in August against the rookies.
That's been going on almost 50 years.
We lost the Cooperstown live baseball game that was played during induction weekend. We've lost Shell's Wonderful World of Golf. All the exhibitions, Andy, are going away. We lost Bingo Long and the Traveling All-Stars.
You still have the Hall of Fame football game.
Oh, remember the old-timers baseball game they used to do? RFK had a couple
of Cracker Jacks? That was great. They did that for about 3 or 4 years there, and then they moved it to Buffalo, and it kind of ran its course. But everybody remembers 75-year-old Luke Appling hitting a home run in maybe the first one.
Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today. You know, one of the things I love most about Indeed is that it makes hiring so fast. If you are overwhelmed by the hiring process, or you've been struggling to get your job post seen on other sites, listen up. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. Your post jumps right to the top of the page for relevant candidates, so you reach exactly who you want faster. And it makes a huge difference, according to Indeed data. Sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. Want to know how fast Indeed really is? In the minute I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. There's no need to wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this podcast will get $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support the podcast by saying you heard about it right here on this pod. Indeed.com/Charlie Zulu Alpha Bravo Echo. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring, Indeed, is all you need. The World Series, Super Bowl, the Olympics. The world's top athletes get to play in these top-level sporting events thanks to one thing: teamwork. And teamwork can also protect your financial legacy and your family's future. SelectQuote's licensed insurance agents are the perfect teammates when shopping for a customized, affordable life insurance plan. They can find you the right policy to keep your financial legacy safely in your family's end zone. Get the right life insurance for you for less at SelectQuote.com/Zabe. That's SelectQuote.com/Zabe. Charlie Zulu Alpha Bravo Echo today to get started. That's SelectQuote.com/Zabe.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now boarding Group A. Please have your boarding passes ready to scan. If your phone is cracked, old, or was chewed up by your Chihuahua travel companion, please refrain from holding up the line. Instead, go to Verizon and trade in any phone in any condition from one of their top brands for the new Samsung Galaxy S25 Plus with Galaxy AI and a watch and tab on any plan. Only on Verizon.
With new line on my plan. Service plan required for watch and tap. Additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
All right, some other things from the weekend. Philly Savages. They had their day in the cold sun welcoming the Lombardi Trophy back again in Philadelphia, and they once again did not disappoint. In addition to a woman that I saw climb into a sewer up to her waist for reasons I don't even know why she did. I don't think she fell down there. It was like, look at me. There was a beer can full of beer that hit their GM, the best GM in the league, and Howie Roseman, square on the forehead. and cut him open with a gash, a beer can that narrowly missed his 8-year-old daughter standing on the parade float. These fucking morons up there.
Yeah, and he didn't make a big deal of it. He said, I literally bleed for this team.
Of course, but, you can't, because then they would attack you, because they're fucking savages.
I don't know.
Best fans in football. Oh, my Philly. God. That's Philly. Philly for you. Did you see the upside-down banner whoopsie at Illinois? Terrence Shannon Jr. comes back to have his jersey retired, which is a heck of a thing, because he was facing prison, wasn't he? For rape charges that turned out to be not true. So he's having his jersey retired. They unfurl it as he's standing there, and they raise it to the rafters, and it's upside down. It's somebody fucked up.
I was wondering where Jason Wright landed after he was let go by the Commanders, and I was thinking maybe it was in Illinois. That's the guy who had the Sean Taylor number
standing in front of the porta potties for the family photo outside FedEx Field.
He spelled London Fletcher's name wrong on the scoreboard. I mean, he was Mr. Blunder for them. So maybe he's taking his talents to Champaign. Who knows?
College basketball, your Terps tonight against Iowa. 3-point barrage. Both teams are shooting them well, but what happened in the second half?
Well, I've never seen this before. 4 minutes into the game, the two teams had combined for 28 points. I don't think I've ever seen a basketball game like that. And actually, Maryland was behind at the half because they played terrible, terrible defense. They shot lights out.
Right.
But their defense was terrible. Second half, Iowa couldn't hit a shot. Maryland was just rolling. They had not used Derek Queen much in the first half. Second half, he got rolling. I think they won the game by like 30 points.
What do you think about Derek Queen? Because he's a very talented big man who some people think just is not consistent enough.
He's not consistent, and I don't know how quick he is. He does not shoot a three. He doesn't have to the way they play. They got 3-point shooters. But he's an NBA player. It's a question of how much his game improves. I don't know how quick he is. He's not really like an explosive player, but he knows how to play. You know, he understands the game, and that may help him down the line. Now, he's not Jokic. He's not as big as Jokic, but he's got some similar skills.
All right. Where is Maryland projected as a potential tournament team?
They're 25. They'll move up now with 2 wins. But they're probably, I would think they're probably a 4 seed, I think.
Really? Okay.
I think so.
And where do you think the program is right now?
Well, see, there's no such thing as the program. Because, no, there isn't. Because they couldn't shoot. I mean, they were one of the worst shooting teams in the country last year. So they went to the portal and they
got some shooters. Right.
Now they shoot.
Kevin Willard's got them going now. Okay.
Yep. But they have no bench scoring whatsoever. They have 2 big men. Julian Reese, who's now in his 5th year, has made an incredible leap from year 4 to year 5. He was a liability at the free throw line so much you couldn't put him in late in the game. Now he's like a 70% free throw shooter. And he rebounds and he's got a nice little, you know, shot inside. And then Queen has a lot of skills. So you got the 2 big men and some shooters, but they got nobody on the bench. And, you know, if they're not hitting threes, they have problems. But if they're rolling, they're a team that could be dangerous.
Missed the tournament last year, but
no
then,
shooting.
Right.
The shooting was abysmal.
Right. Was an 8 seed in 2023, got out of the first round, but then got slaughtered by Alabama, scoring only 51 points. The missed in 2022. We're in 2021, same thing. Got out of the first round, got slaughtered by Alabama, 96-77. I remember when I once, when Gary left, right, and you guys got Turgeon, right? I remember when I said on the air, and this angered you, and it really angered Kevin Sheehan. I said, you know, be honest, Maryland fans, you're Georgia Tech with 1 banner. Boy, did that piss off Sheehan. Yeah, you didn't like it either. So when I say, how's the program, you'd tell me, am I wrong about that? You still better than Georgia Tech? Where is that Maryland in the grand constellation of programs?
Well, first of all, college basketball changed so dramatically in the last 3 years. So the program that Gary Williams had, guys stayed. I mean, if a guy left, he was an NBA talent and was a lottery pick, but that didn't happen very often. The other guys stayed and they got better. Now you just go, what do we need? Let's go shopping. Let's see what we got here. Okay. So you bring in a whole group of new people and you kind of learn those guys over the years if you're into it. But most people don't come up for air until after the Super Bowl. So the college regular season lasts like 3 weeks. And then we go, tournament's starting. And that's pretty much where it's at. Right. So I don't, when you say program,
you don't know what, you know, right. Well, that's a good point. I mean, look, some of the Royals in college basketball, like Indiana, are in a bad spot because they spend a lot of money on a team that is not performing nearly as well as they should. And it's going to cost Woodson his job at the end of the year. You got programs like St. John's that went and hired a 70-year-old and he's kicking ass, Patino. But how long is that sustainable and what will happen to the team after this year is over, given the portal demands? You got UConn, who with Danny Hurley has resurrected itself after some walking in the woods for a little while, but they're still a pedigree team. North Carolina's down and down bad this year. Kentucky is resurgent with Mark Pope. So you're right, it's a mixed bag across the board.
Yeah, and you don't know. I remember when I was a kid, it seemed like Phil Ford played at North Carolina for 12 years.
Yes, exactly.
And now, if you're a Maryland fan, yeah, you've seen Julian Reese for 5 years. But other than that, the players just come and go.
Yeah. A big win for your daughter's alma mater, the University of Wisconsin-Madison. Yeah, no,
you're into that now.
At Purdue.
Now that you're Mr. Green Bay, yeah, you're
okay, sarcasm ass. Okay, let's keep it coming. Now you're into that. Just want to mention that they went into Purdue and beat Purdue soundly.
You have a straw hat that says Wisconsin on it?
Fuck off, man. What, aren't you a soft fan of them because your daughter went there, or you don't give a shit?
You know, the style that they play is sometimes hard to watch.
Not this year. You're not watching this year. They're scoring 80 points a game. They're shooting threes. Greg Gard is completely revamped what they've done. Lost three guys to the portal, big starters. And he said, okay, we'll get three new guys. He's done a hell of a job.
Maryland beat him. I saw him that game.
Okay, a couple of things real quick. Expanding the tournament. Increased talk about bumping it up maybe to 76 teams.
Yeah, they do this all the time. And the latest I heard is that these Wednesday and Thursday games or Tuesday and Wednesday games are going to be all day. So you start at noon instead of 6 o'clock or whatever it is. So whatever, get me to the first weekend. That's all I care about. This other stuff, if you want to shove more teams in during the week, fine. But to me, the tournament still starts at noon on Thursday. That's when it starts for me.
Whatever. Listen to you. You know, Andy, when are you ever going to draw a fucking line in the sand? Okay,
you. It starts on noon on Thursday.
Yeah, but you don't care if they water it down on the front.
There's nothing I can do about it anymore. I'm screaming at the clouds.
You can draw a line in the sand and say this is bullshit.
I used to like the ACC when it had seven teams. I used to like the home and home with Duke and North Carolina. That doesn't happen anymore. It's gone. Those days are gone.
John Rothstein for CBS Sports tweeted the following. Dear America, I will host an open rally in Central Park to protest expansion of the tournament if this chatter continues. If you don't live in the New York City area, you're more than welcome to fly in and attend. We must stick together if and when this crisis occurs.
Yeah.
That's what you need to do, Andy. You need to resist. Like the rest of us.
You know, the SEC has got all these great teams this year, but the SEC has like 40 teams in it. And I remember going
you're going to get into Carl Ravagetown territory here.
But I remember going to the Final Four in 1985 when three of the four teams were from the Big East. You know how many schools were in the Big East in 1985?
No.
Nine. That's it. So they had nine teams, and three of them went to the Final Four. That's a loaded conference. The SEC, okay, great. Alabama's good this year. Auburn's great this year. LSU, Tennessee, okay, fine. But there's a lot of teams that aren't good. And in the Big East, Providence and Seton Hall maybe weren't good then. But the fact of the matter is three teams from the conference went to the Final Four.
Yeah. I was talking to my mom and sister today, and because we had a little impromptu – 86 birthday celebration for my pops.
Oh, Mazel Tov.
I know, who's unfortunately recovering from a little health hiccup. He's going to be back home shortly, so we had to do it in the hospital. But yeah, and my sister was like, when did the SEC get good? And I said, well, they just sort of looked around and said, why, is it possible we could be good at basketball too? Yeah. Why, sure, why not? What would it take? Money? That's all? Let's do it!
No, they probably said, hey, wait a minute. We got an extra $10 million lying around here we didn't need for football.
Right.
Just jumping over to basketball. We'll be good this year.
Yeah, they pretty much said, we're just going to become good at basketball. Why not? We're already doing it for football. Hashtag it just means more. Okay.
Yeah, well, they got good coaches, you know. I mean, you got the coach, the basketball coach at Alabama is good. And Bruce Pearl was good when he was cheating.
At now Tennessee.
Other places, too.
He got the show cause.
Yeah,
he also dropped a dime on a fellow coach for cheating, which put him, you know, which sort of like put a stain on his reputation before he landed at Tennessee.
Right. But now that cheating's okay, he's thriving, right? Yeah. There is no cheating anymore.
I guess not. Well, we made it through the first weekend without football, Andy.
Mm-hmm.
The first weekend. Are you going to make it another weekend, perhaps? Without football.
Somehow I will.
What will you look forward to next weekend? Because I would say this one actually delivered a few interesting things for us to talk about.
You always have something interesting, but the if I don't have it, I also have something called Netflix and I have HBO and
I know.
Showtime. So, you know,
Matlock episodes to watch on True TV. By the way, you're also getting text tonight as Daytona is set to start up again after a long rain delay. I know you're going to want to be waking up fresh in the morning and check your phone to see my details on how did Daytona work out and also, you know, the NBA Quadzilla, whatever they're calling it.
Well, they started the Daytona an hour early because of weather. Obviously, that didn't work out.
Didn't start it early enough.
Now at midnight, they're going to start. And the one thing I'll say about those fans, though, I bet nobody left. People who showed up expecting the race start at 1:30, they're probably still there.
Well, because this is the biggest race of the year, and they spend a lot of money to make sure they go. So, they're not going. David Wagner emailed me. You can always email me, zabe@yahoo.com. He said, just want to drop a quick note and tell you I really enjoyed the podcast with Andy this week. Seemed like banter between friends and was one of the best you two have had in a while. Keep up the good work.
That's very good.
It's always a good conversation with you, Andy.
By the way, on the Daytona, I was talking about this week. It was 32 years ago that Joe Gibbs won his first one. He was still coaching the team. And a couple weeks later, he retired the first time. This was 93. And it was very poignant, as I remember, because when he retired, he said, you know, the most important thing we leave on Earth are our children. And now both of his sons are gone, including the one that ran the race team for a while. And it's just, you know, just something to think about that, you know, life sometimes throws you curveballs. As great a success as he had as a coach and as a NASCAR owner, you know, he suffered the ultimate tragedy twice.
Yeah, it's very heartbreaking. So, the clock is ticking on all of us. So with that,
That's right. You
go to bed, I'll watch the games for you and I'll text you in the middle of the night, all right?
I don't know what I'd do without you.
All right, buddy. We'll see you next week.
All right, Zabe. Take care.
To the masses, Andy coded colors through the glasses. Lights, camera, action. Everybody checking for the fashion. Photo framing every day is magic. Rubber necking, flexing in the traffic.
Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now boarding Group A. Please have your boarding passes ready to scan. If your phone is cracked, old, or was chewed up by your Chihuahua travel companion, please refrain from holding up the line. Instead, go to Verizon and trade in any phone in any condition from one of their top brands for the new Samsung Galaxy S25 Plus with Galaxy AI and a watch and tab on any plan. Only on Verizon.
With new line on my plan. Service plan required for watch and tab. Additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
Save big money on your next upgrade now at Menards. Some things never go out of style, like tile from Mohawk. You can count on the durability, easy maintenance, and timeless beauty of tile. With over 350 ceramic, porcelain, mosaic, and glass tiles to choose from, Mohawk Tile provides long-lasting charm in any space. Visit the store and Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on in our weekly flyer.
Save